I think just, you know, a lot of how different guys, especially the new guys, how they handle the sidelines and just kind of some game management stuff with the quarterback. And really just, I mean, I'll probably stay on the sidelines, I think, and just kind of seeing how guys interact with the coaches and, you know, just handling the game time environment, which they haven't had, you know. So that's, I think it's really the young guys more than anything.
What do you value there as far as the, you know, the interactions and stuff? I mean, because what are you looking for in that?
Well, obviously it's a different pressure situation than it is out there in practice or even in family night. So I think it's just, you know, can they stay calm in the moment? Can they focus on the task at hand? You know, stay true to their fundamentals and their techniques? Because sometimes, obviously, when those lights come on in the crowds there, it just becomes different.
Arrow was saying yesterday the expectation for a quarterback in the preseason is to play well. Mm-hmm. Fidelity cut. So what does playing well mean for Jordan?
Well, I think it's a little, I mean, every – preseason game is a little bit different, but I think you got to move the ball. You know, certainly you would like to score, and but I think just be productive. You know, with the opportunities you're given. You know, every play is going to be different opportunities, and just making the right decisions, getting in and out of the huddle, but making plays when they're there to be made.
And this game Friday night, they're almost become a common opponent. They're a good football team, mm-hmm. And you're on the road. That's a pretty good test that you can ask for to evaluate your young guys.
Absolutely. And I think and those are so important. I mean, the difference between what you do out there in that practice field when the lights come on and there's no coach right behind you telling you what's coming and being able to communicate and then perform at the same time. I mean, that's what this game is. And the guys that make it in this league and play a long time at a high level, they're able to handle that environment and those atmospheres. So this will be the first and best test for us to really see how these guys, and then, you know, whether they have good performances or bad performances, it's what they learn from that and how they carry it over to the two practices and the next game. So you guys know, I mean, there's guys every year that maybe don't do much and maybe struggle in those first few games, but by the time we get to that third or fourth game, when we used to have the fourth game, it all comes together and they're in their comfort zone and then everything allows them, and now we're starting to see the true, you know, potential of a guy. So it's a double-edged sword. You've heard me say I want to bubble wrap guys up and just get to the first game, and there's a lot of truth to that. But at the same time, like, these things are, you know, getting through these experiences to really let us know what a guy can do for us this season and maybe further on down the road are really important.